Quinnipiac pollsters in Florida surveyed 1,251 registered voters on the medical marijuana question. The result? Overwhelming support. Voters under 30 were the most enthusiastic, with 95% in favor. Voters over 65 were the least supportive. But even there, the yeses were 83% of the total. Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown said medical marijuana has taken hold all over the demographic map.
Democrats, Republicans, men, women, young people, old people. Blacks, whites, Hispanics.
Passage of the amendment, which would legalize marijuana as a therapy for certain conditions, will require the approval of 60% of the voters. The unusually lopsided approval rating drew some skepticism, some of it from the medical marijuana campaign itself. Ben Pallera is the campaign manager at United for Care.
I think the reality is that the number is closer to 70.
The poll question was about the basic concept of medical marijuana with doctors' prescriptions, not the proposal that voters will see. Medical marijuana opponents found that suspicious. Kristen Bridges is a spokeswoman for the No on Two campaign.
This poll continues to be a complete outlier in support of medical marijuana because it asks a question that won't be on the ballot. To be clear, Amendment 2 does not require a doctor's prescription.
Pallera said that's because marijuana would remain illegal under federal law, so prescribing it would not be allowed. But patients would need a doctor's written certification to get it. One more poll finding. To the question, do you favor full legalization of marijuana for recreational use? 55% of Floridians said yes. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.